Hi, this is Chef Mick from Tony's Market. Today we're going to learn to make the ultimate standing rib roast. The first key is to start with great beef. We're going to use only premium choice or prime beef, and we're going to age it all for 3 to 4 weeks. High-grade beef makes a huge difference in juiciness and flavor. This is the classic standing rib roast. This one still has the bones in it. We've removed the lower lifter and the excess fat, which means it's essentially a rib eye roast with bones. This one was cut from the large end. The large end has got better marbling and better juiciness, therefore better flavor. Though the large end does also have a fat wedge that runs through it. The small end won't give you this fat wedge and a little bit less marbling. Both are delicious. The choice is yours. This is the boneless rib eye roast. On this roast, we've taken out the ribs. We've also been able to go inside here and get that fat wedge out. This roast you can slice from end to end without waste. For the boneless roast, I'm going to allow between 8 ounces and 12 ounces per person. For the bone-in roast, I'm going to allow 12 ounces to a pound per person. Alright, so now we're ready to season. We've let the roast sit out on the counter for at least an hour, so they've warmed up just a little bit. Not quite to room temperature, still cool. I'm going to use the Tony's Euro Crust. I think this is the best seasoning possible for the prime rib roast or the standing rib roast. A little bit of the seasoning in here. I'm going to add to that some garlic and some olive oil. Now these three things will mix together and make a delicious rub paste that we can rub onto the roast. It's going to give it fabulous flavor. There's a few ways you can go here. You can season directly on the roast. I can take the seasoning, sprinkle it all over the roast and over the larding fat that we put on here. That works great. You can also remove the strings and remove the fat and season directly on the roast. This gives you a better encrusting on the outside of the roast. And you can sprinkle directly onto the roast with the seasoning, or you can use this wet rub that we've created. Got the roast unwrapped. I'm just going to slather this on nice and heavy. I like a nice heavy coating on all sides. Okay, we've got this roast all seasoned up. We're ready to go. The method is the same for boneless or bone-in roasts. We're going to get the pan ready here. I've got a nice large pan, plenty big for this small roast. I like to put celery and carrots and onions in the bottom. That helps keep the pan from scorching and gives you a better flavored juice. Now, I'm using a rack. That's optional, but I like the rack because it'll help the air circulate around the roast a little bit better. Now, if you roast it without putting the fat back on, you get a nice, better crusted finish. But if you want a more classic finish, we're going to lay the fat back on top of the roast. We don't have to be fancy here. We're going to preheat the oven to 325 to 350 degrees. I use 325 for a larger roast because it'll be in there longer, it'll brown nicely. I use 350 degrees for a smaller roast so it has a better chance to brown. Most importantly, we're going to use a meat thermometer to test this. We estimate about 15 minutes a pound cooking time. We start taking temperatures. 115 to 125 degrees internal is going to be rare to medium rare, where 135 to 145 degrees internal is going to be more like medium rare to medium. And now we're ready for the oven. Okay, this roast was about 3 pounds, so I waited 45, 50 minutes. We're going to go ahead and check the temperature. This roast is about 110 degrees, so we're going to give it a few more minutes. I want about 115 to 120. That's how I like mine. After the roast comes out of the oven, it's going to continue to cook. This is called carryover cooking. So what we're going to do is we're going to cover it up with a little bit of foil and let this roast rest for about 15 or 20 minutes. If we carved it now, it would purge and push out much of the moisture. But if we let it rest, it'll finish cooking and it'll slice without bleeding so much. Much, much better. Let's watch what this thermometer does. It's about 119 degrees when I took it out of the oven. It's been about 5 minutes. It's already up to 124. Okay, we've let this roast rest for about 15 minutes. The temperature rose about 10 degrees, it peaked out at 130 degrees, and then the temperature started to come down again. Now it's time to carve. Okay, for carving, we need a nice sharp knife, we need a good cutting board, and we want to make sure that roast rests. Again, that's going to make a big difference in the moisture of the roast and how much it bleeds out. So, here we go. Perfect. Notice we're slicing, it's not purging, it's not pushing juices out like crazy. This is going to be a nice moist roast. Well, there you have it. The ultimate standing rib roast is definitely something you can handle. The keys to success are pretty simple. We're going to start with a really great roast. Season it well. Roast it about 15 to 20 minutes a pound. use a reliable meat thermometer, and then let it rest before you carve it. Thanks for shopping with us at Tony's. Ciao.